you opened up a whole new world for me, this underworld with all kinds of characters who live pretty flashy lives, and at least by our standards here in the Midwest in Iowa. And people are doing things beyond the norm, certainly. But one of the things that you made reference to was using the culture of the area to sort of grease the skids for your vessel extraction. So you hired a shaman or a witch doctor at one point to assist in your work.
You'll find it interesting. You remember that scene in Freighter Captain, right, where I hired the guy to put the powder on the ship?
Yes.
That was the same guy that I hired in 2004 to secure an area when I was doing that extraction. That was the subject of that Learning Channel special.
It's an odd mix of modern culture with the old voodoo of the Caribbean.
Oh, I wouldn't say that voodoo is not modern. Not voodoo in Haiti, anyway. Now, voodoo is only Haitian, you know. In Hispanic culture, it's not called voodoo. It's slightly different. It's called Santeria. But in Haiti, voodoo is very modern, and it's practiced currently. There's nothing old about it. There is a trade in Port the capital, where everybody flies into. There is a trade there among witch doctors and taxi drivers. There are women who, well, not women, men and women both, but primarily, I think, women, who fly into Haiti in order to get a spell put on somebody back home. They come from all over the world, but primarily from the United States. And the first thing they do is they ask the taxi driver, does he know a witch doctor? Well, these taxi drivers all have a contract, a verbal contract, I'm sure, with a particular witch doctor. And so they will, you know, that they will get a kickback, of course, from the witch doctor for taking people to him. So the guy says, oh, well, I know a guy, very dangerous, very powerful, et cetera. And then they take them to the witch doctor, and the witch doctor gets the person's money for doing the spell or whatever. And so it's a complete industry. And I didn't realize it, and I thought that was kind of BS. Mike Ronald, my Haitian friend, told me about that. I didn't really believe him until I was sitting on the veranda of my hotel one day talking to the lady next to me, and she quite candidly told me that she was a black lady from New York, that she was there, for her sister who was sick, you know, to hire a witch doctor to make her sister well.
But just as easily, somebody could hire a witch doctor to put a hex on somebody.
That's more common. I think according to Ronald, it's usually to make somebody fall in love with them, but sometimes it's to kill somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact, what I love about that is that the Haitians, who are very, very clever people when it comes to making a living out of nothing, they have found a way to make a niche industry